From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraq's ambassador to the United Nations today accused Islamic State militants of committing genocide. Mohammed Ali al-Hakim made his remarks a day ahead of an emergency Security Council session called to discuss the massacre of 21 Egyptians in Libya. Meanwhile, reports have surfaced that the charred remains of dozens of people have been found in the Iraqi town of al-Baghdadi, which came under Islamic State control last week. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi today asked the Security Council to mandate international military intervention in Libya. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling on pro-Russian rebels to allow besieged Ukrainian troops safe passage out of the encircled town of Debaltseve in eastern Ukraine. Speaking today during a visit to the Hungarian capital, Mr. Putin also urged the Ukrainian government to allow its troops to surrender. Mr. Putin said fighting elsewhere in the east had abated since the ceasefire was announced. But a spokesman for the OSCE Special Monitoring Mission says observers have not been allowed into the area where the fighting is taking place.
So today there were talks by our deputy chief monitor in Solodar, which is north of Debaltseve. Unfortunately, we did not get to Debaltseve. The Special Monitoring Mission to Ukraine did not get to Debaltseve. This is the third day already of the ceasefire. Attempts will continue, of course.
Bomb blasts struck three different locations in Nigeria today. In the first attack, a VOA reporter says multiple blasts hit a military checkpoint in Biu. A second attack took place in the city of Potiskum, and several explosions occurred and gunfire erupted at a political rally in Okrika. This is VOA News. Pakistani authorities say a suicide bomb went off just outside police headquarters in the eastern city of Lahore today, killing at least five people and wounding many more. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Afghan authorities say the attack on the police headquarters in Logar province happened around lunchtime. They say four suicide bombers armed with automatic weapons and wearing police uniforms assaulted the installation. Deen Muhammad Darwish, a spokesman for the provincial governor, says one of the attackers blew himself up at the entrance gate, two were shot dead by security forces, while the fourth one made his way into the facility and detonated his explosives-packed vest in the dining room where police officers had gathered for lunch. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
The United States and Turkey tentatively agreed today to train and equip moderate rebels fighting to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The State Department gave no details on the agreement, which it says it hopes to sign soon. A U.S. federal judge in Texas has issued a ruling that temporarily blocks President Barack Obama's recent executive order on immigration. The White House said the Justice Department will comply with but also appeal the ruling. The president's order protected as many as 5 million illegal immigrants from deportation. Ashton Carter was sworn in today as the new U.S. Secretary of Defense. The 60-year-old Carter becomes the fourth defense chief during the Obama administration. Danish media reports the Copenhagen man who had attacked a free speech seminar and a synagogue last week swore allegiance to the Islamic State leader just minutes before he unleashed a barrage of gunfire. The Danish Security and Intelligence Service said it had been warned last September by the country's prison service that Hussein was at risk of radicalization. Hussein had been serving time for the stabbing of a train passenger. Terrorism expert Lars Ørslev Anders says authorities should have noticed Hussein was dangerous.
They provide people with the knowledge about what kind of behavior they should be worried about. So when the police report that, or the prison personnel report that, I think some alarm bells should have flashed.
Greece and its European Union partners are expected to compromise on the Greek bailout program despite tough talk and a European ultimatum Monday in Brussels. Today, both parties toned down their rhetoric, saying they are willing to resume talks. If neither a compromise nor an interim solution is reached, Greece could be forced out of the Eurozone. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.